This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a new series of interviews, we are joined by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, a progressive medical practice that fuses traditional Chinese medicine with the cutting-edge technology of integrative medicine. On this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Riobay will be covering a progressive medical doctor's path to prevention that avoids the perils of modern-day chronic diseases. Dr. Riobay, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be here.
And you're certainly welcome. Great to have you. So tell us, Dr. Riobay, for starters, what is the Tao of integrative medicine all about?
Well, the Tao means path. So the Tao of integrative medicine represents a path to prevention of disease rather than the diagnosis and treatment of disease as we do in our current medical system. So the Tao helps us to see why diseases such as cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia are on the rise and what we can do to not only successfully treat them, but prevent them entirely.
And why do you think the Tao of integrative medicine is so relevant?
Well, our current paradigm of diagnosing and treating diseases isn't working because diseases are simply becoming more and more common because we're not emphasizing their prevention. So for the first time in 200 years, our children are not projected to live as long as we do because 50% of them are expected to have a chronic disease before age 18. Our children are getting diseases we usually associate with aging. It's crucial that we use established systems of medicine, such as integrative medicine, that are specifically designed to prevent and treat chronic symptoms and conditions by addressing their root causes, as I've done at the Riobay Institute.
Dr. Riobay, what is integrative medicine according to the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine?
Well, at the Riobay Institute, I use traditional Chinese medicine, or what we call TCM. It's a 3,500-year-old system of medicine that's based on the fact that every small part of the body reflects the whole body. This has been scientifically proven recently and helps us explain imbalances in the body that are the root causes of the symptoms and conditions we experience. So I provide personalized nutrition along with some cutting-edge testing methods not previously available to the Chinese. This helps us repair the cells of the body to restore proper body function and balance.
Today we are joined briefly by Dr. Milan Riobay, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine of the Riobay Institute of Integrative Medicine in Stuart, Florida, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Riobay, why is TCM or traditional Chinese medicine so important in integrative medicine?
Well, TCM is an ancient and scientifically documented system of medicine that's been extensively studied in Asia and Europe. It's been shown to be superior to our Western conventional medical techniques in the prevention of diseases and also in the treatment of chronic symptoms and conditions. So TCM is an energy-based system of medicine and not anatomical like our conventional methods. So science is proving that energy becomes matter. And TCM is equipped to see how the energy in the body is out of balance, leading to the symptoms and conditions that occur in the body, which is made of matter.
And lastly, Dr. Riobay, how does this relate to the cancer moonshot?
Well, integrative medicine and TCM have been shown in European and Asian studies to be superior to our conventional Western treatment strategies, and they provide a path to prevention of cancer because they treat the root causes of the cancer and don't just kill cancer cells. So not only has integrative medicine been shown to be better at treating cancer, it's also been proven to be better at preventing it. Here in this country, we don't really talk about preventing cancer. We talk about curing it once it's already been diagnosed. So we lead the public to believe that they just have to sit and wait and hope that they don't get cancer, or that they need to stop smoking or, you know, lose weight. You know, the truth is that 50% of heavy smokers never get cancer. So smoking isn't really, you know, the only thing that causes cancer or the main thing that causes cancer. There are so many other factors that we just don't address here in our conventional strategies that are addressed elsewhere and successfully addressed. So using these bottles, you know, to introduce a better method here in the United States would be the most effective way to not only cure cancer, but also prevent it. You know, the main distinction to make is that when we only kill cancer cells with chemotherapy or immunotherapy, we leave the door not only open to recurrent cancer, but other diseases as well. So killing cancer cells is basically the equivalent of just masking the symptom. Although it's critical to kill cancer cells, when this is all we do, we're not treating the cause. Every symptom has a cause, and to successfully prevent that symptom, in this case cancer, from occurring again or becoming worse, its cause has to be addressed. This is where integrative medicine excels. So it seeks out the root causes of symptoms and conditions, not only to treat the symptom, which in this case means killing cancer cells, but it also looks at all the metabolic disturbances that cause the genetic damage that led to the cancer cell's development in the first place. So in conventional medicine, we blame cancer on genetic defects, but this is just looking at the tip of the iceberg. You know, beneath the surface of that cancer lies years or decades of cellular damage caused by energy imbalances that are easily treatable before the cancer starts. So this is where integrative medicine is important, is that we can look at these energy imbalances very early. You know, cancer is preceded, you know, by years and decades by minor symptoms that we tend to ignore. You know, for example, fatigue or weight gain. We tend to ignore these symptoms because when we go to the doctor, you know, we get our blood work done and we're told that our blood work's normal and that there's nothing to worry about. And perhaps we're told that it's just a normal part of aging. And so we start to normalize these symptoms and think that there's, you know, there's nothing wrong. What's really actually happening under the surface that's not visible with blood work is that on the cellular level, there are these energy imbalances and metabolic disturbances. So they look like hormone imbalances that aren't detectable in blood work. They look like nutritional deficits, vitamin deficiencies that are not detectable with blood work at those early stages. They look at they look like toxin buildup, also not detectable with blood work. So we're led to believe that everything is normal years and decades before we get diagnosed with cancer, and then we just sit and wait for that cancer to start without intervening. In integrative medicine, we can intervene very early. You know, when someone has fatigue or weight gain, we can dive right into the cells, look at their energy, look at where the metabolic disturbances exist, and correct them. What this does is it provides a very powerful tool. Where not only do you not feel tired anymore, and not only can you successfully lose weight, but what people don't realize is they're actually preventing cancer and other diseases, because cancer is just on a spectrum. It's the extreme side of the spectrum, you know, from fatigue. So cancer starts very early when people don't feel well. That's the first sign that there's a metabolic disturbance in the body. They're tired, they're gaining weight, they don't feel like themselves anymore. That's the earliest warning sign that you're, you know, on that spectrum marching towards diseases such as cancer. So if you can intervene by treating the root causes of the fatigue, you go a long way towards preventing cancer and not getting it at all. And this is where Chinese medicine excels, because in Chinese medicine, we always look at the underlying causes of even minor symptoms. Sometimes when people come in for just wellness, they don't even have any symptoms, but you can see the energy imbalances that exist in the body even before symptoms manifest. And so you can correct them and really have a more preventive strategy in place for people. And that's what we're missing here in the United States. It's practiced in, you know, many other corners of the world. It's just that we've not embraced it here. But at the Ryobe Institute, it's important that we treat the cause of cancer from its root, so we more successfully treat it and prevent it, and that is what we do.
Well, Dr. Ryobe, it certainly has been great to have had you. Very informative, and certainly a great way to kick off our series of interviews with you here on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners find out more about you, your practice, and how they could be in touch as well?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Another little sidebar I just wanted to tell the listeners is that in 2014, the American Board of Medical Specialties formally accepted the field of integrative medicine as a medical specialty here in the United States. So this legitimized what was once considered to be a fringe system of medicine, which set the path towards prevention in this country. So it's definitely a good, good starting point. But to learn more, I invite you to visit MilenRiobeMD.com, where you can pre-order the Tao of Integrative Medicine and schedule your annual integrative checkup today.
Excellent. Dr. Riobe, once again, thanks for being with us here today, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure.
You bet, and the pleasure's certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Milen Riobe, a board-certified medical doctor and specialist in traditional Chinese medicine and integrative medicine. She is the founder and director of the Riobe Institute of Integrative Medicine, located in Stuart, Florida. And for more information and for contact, simply visit MilenRiobeMD.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.